Yes, yes, people. We are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A, where we answer the sporting questions from the chat. The lovely citizens in the city of Sarcasm run this show, and there's plenty to discuss. Liverpool and Arsenal both lose to Crystal Palace and Aston Villa, respectively. Title hopes major take a major blow to both of them. Let me repeat that. Liverpool lose at home to Crystal Palace. Arsenal, invincible Arsenal, super team Arsenal that we've never seen before. Hashtag best defence in Europe. Hashtag pray for Bayern. Hashtag make our blood clot attackers. Hashtag Havertz, the best forward line player in Europe. All this rubbish. What are we talking about here? So yes, like Pell said, insanely glorious day. Absolutely sensational Sunday. It's been absolutely magnificent. I feel like it's like I wrote it. I couldn't have wrote this day to be any better. Liverpool lose. Arsenal lose. NBA regular season has concluded. We know he's played in the play-ins. We got some of the playoff matches. Oh, it's fantastic. Well, like I said, get your questions in. Make sure, big up to everyone who's just joined over from the raid from Saeed's channel. Big up to everyone that was already here. Hit the like button expeditiously. Hit that like button. Oh, yeah, the stars are aligning, Kinecki. How did I forget? Are the stars still aligning, Arsenal fans? Hey, Liverpool fans who were in the chat talking to me about your team and Arsenal fans, it kind of looks like I was right the whole time. I'm not just here hating and running bants. Yeah, I do be, don't get mistaken. I do be hating and running bants. Like, do not get that. Ever. Don't ever. I do be hating and running bants. But I like my hate and running bants is based off the truth. And you lot just don't like it because it's me. Forget the messenger. What is the message? Hashtag pray for Bayern. I got told the stars are aligning. And people all of a sudden now are putting down the Kool-Aid. Nah. Don't put down the Kool-Aid. Keep drinking the Kool-Aid. Keep distributing the Kool-Aid. But like I said, run up the likes. Please share across all the socials at That's Me Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV on Twitter, X, and Instagram. And make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV, and hit the notification bell as well. Steve's also in the building. Yes.
Hey, sorry. I don't know if my connection is crap or anything, but Newcastle won. Hey.
Oh, yeah, you lot. Yeah, you lot won.
Yeah, they won as well against us, yeah.
You like, yeah, you like one.
But you know,
look,
but you know,
look
what?
At this jersey's me. Look at this guy, yo. Look at this guy.
And you know what, man? That Newcastle, I can't even remember the fact that we lost to Newcastle after today.
Hey, we had a dreadful, I hear you, Jez. We had an awful performance against Bournemouth. I couldn't care less at this moment in time. Because I see my number one up and number two up lose at home back to back. And I actually happened to be awake early enough to watch them both. Well, not the, I did the watch along for the Arsenal-Aston Villa game.
Yeah. Also,
I actually watched the Liverpool-Crystal Palace game. Oh, it was sensational. And if Mateta was better, it could have been more than one. Beautiful sentence it is. But before we get into the... Yeah, go on, Jez. Go on.
I was talking about how I'm in the group chat with like guys, and this Arsenal dominated. I never see these guys dead rattled before. Even last season, when they've actually butted them, they were not this rattled.
Because they believed. They believed.
They drank too much Kool-Aid.
You know what the hilarious part about this is here? The hilarious part that kills me is, now you see all these opinions that I'm seeing on the timeline right now. Declan Rice wasn't worth the money. Saka isn't it. Saliba and Gabriel already, like, no. Bro, the meltdown, and bear in mind, it's only 2 points gap. Bear in mind, it's a 2 point gap with five games to go.
And guess what? Everybody deep down inside knows Man City are not losing a game of football. They are not going to lose a game of football. They're not going to draw a game of football. And if they do, it's to Real Madrid. Everybody else, go home. It's over. It's done. You are homeless bums compared to these guys. You are homeless bums compared to Manchester City. Your league is not what you think it is. Your favorite defender or midfielder or forward is not who you think they are. Your coach at Arsenal is a Real Betis caliber manager. I have said it for time. Jurgen Klopp is not that guy anymore for Liverpool. Mohamed Salah's not that guy. And guess who are still the guys? Manchester City.
And just to clarify, for those asking in the chat, the next United Arsenal show will be Wednesday night. So TJ will be there. Tony will be there. We'll be recapping, obviously, the Bayern Munich game. And of course, we'll be talking about.
Can I join that?
Can I join that? It's not that one. No. I need to hear solely from Arsenal fans. I need the rundown from what went wrong. I want to know. Ryan's in the chat, Sheik. Surprise, surprise. He's here talking about, I love Klopp to bits. A legend in my club, but it's time for change. Well, he's leaving anyway.
This is what I'm saying. I saw a tweet today saying, why are Liverpool fans turning Klopp out? He's leaving.
How are you going to turn Klopp out when he's leaving?
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, and yeah, the greatest Premier League side, according to a specific Liverpool. How do Arsenal fans drop points? Arsenal are special. I see them winning all their games. We need to respect Arsenal more.
Hold up.
Arsenal are winning all their games. They're a special side. We need to respect them more. Give them their flowers. Arteta's this. Arteta's that. Excuse me?
I didn't know they won the treble or some shit.
I didn't either.
Exactly, just to clarify, Fats is also in the building as well. Big up Lee Gunner for the raid as well every single time, man. Everyone who's just joined over from the raid, run up the likes. Get your questions in as well, people. Get your questions in. And if you're a member of the channel or you super chat, we'll make sure we get to your question. It doesn't have to be about Liverpool losing in embarrassing fashion to Crystal Palace. It doesn't matter about Arsenal if it's on the fact that their season's pretty much over in 4 days. Whatever the case may be. It may be about the NBA playoffs. It may be about the NBA play-ins, even though there will be a courtside commentary podcast after this, people. But yeah, big up to everyone who is tapped in as well. Then it says, question to the panel, do you guys see City winning the league again after today? Bottle jobs by Arsenal and Liverpool. Yes. I had them before today.
Yes.
I said City are going to win the league because City are the best team in the league. And despite the criticisms of Haaland and the criticisms of De Bruyne and the criticisms of Diaz and Doku not being a good replacement for Mahrez and Kovacic not being Gundogan and City not being of the same level as still they were last season, which is correct. They're still better than everybody else.
Let's deep it, bro. This is the most we've probably seen Pep get criticized in a season since his first season. And they're first. With 5 games to go. That should clarify everything about why the season, that league title for me is personally done.
This is why I also said that Man City probably this season is not the best team, you know, that the best of all time that reached that 100 points in 2017-18 season, but they're the most clutchest team in this era alone, and they know how to, in this kind of pressure moments, that they know how to win some games just to grinding out some results, even though the performance, yeah, you could say maybe in games against the top six isn't that convincing enough, but at the end of the day, the results is all about result. Don't matter how you perform against the big six, even though this season I think the record, they only had like 2 wins against the big six sides.
Exactly.
But then,
and those two wins were against Man United.
This is the thing though, you are right in a sense. But this is the funny part about it. I don't think City this season, that I don't think City has necessarily been clutch this season. I think the other teams just showed the levels that they're not better than them.
Yeah, and that's why
City didn't even need it to be clutched and still to be first with 5 games to go.
They're not even they haven't been at their best. And this is the point that I was making the entire time. And this is me who despises Manchester City, don't get me mistaken. Yes, they've fallen off. And I kept saying this during the summer. And idiots like Ryan were like, what do you mean? Somebody has to catch them. Let's say they're at 10 and they fall into 8 out of 10. Oh, you know what? In Ryan's case, let's say they were a 16 out of 10 and they dropped out and they dropped to 14 out of 10. If everybody else is a 12, they're still better than everybody. Yep. So somebody has to catch them. And Liverpool, who I still think will finish second, are the second best team in this league and are not better than them. And now it's talking just some surprise results today. That people are like, oh, well, maybe they're not good enough. And hey, Rice, you know what I'm saying? 2 important games, 2 goals he's cost Arsenal. All of a sudden, I'm not being asked if he's a £100 million player no more. When I said clutch moments, 2 games in a row, He's still looking for Goretzka now. That's why I don't blame him for today, because he was still looking for Goretzka. He's still chasing him down.
LA Fitness, Leon Goretzka.
Just saying. And that being said, the stream about to get better. My like King Lou in the building. Yes, family. What are you telling me?
Yes, guys. How's everyone's weekend?
Hey, my fellow Arsenal.
16 out of 10 weekend.
No.
Hey, my fellow Arsenal fella, how are you doing, mate?
Superb. That's what he's been today.
Fellow what?
My fellow Arsenal hater, how are you doing,
mate? Oh, yeah, I see you, bro. I see you, man. I promise you, like, the last 24 hours has done so much to rekindle my love for this sport.
Oh,
it's beautiful. Been superb. Oh, it's been absolutely superb. Liverpool fumble the title and then Arsenal come in and say, "You'll never walk alone, mate. You'll never walk alone. We here. We can be bottle jobs together. Up the Chelsea."
Hey, oh, Ace in the chat, up the fucking Villa.
Yeah, oh, Villa.
Arsenal fans, Villa. This is the crazy part. They did all this hate watching throughout the weekend, yeah. They saw us lose 4-0 to Newcastle. Fair play. Hey. I get it. I'm seeing tweets about Ange conceding 49 goals in his first season, which is actually the sixth tied in the league, by the way, but whatever. Just to see their team lose 2-0 at home. Can't beat Villa home and away twice. Home and away twice. Couldn't beat them at least once.
Hey, we did the double over Villa.
Beautiful, man. 2-0. And shout out to Troops, who said to me on the Back Again podcast, "Oh, Villa can't score 2 goals at Emirates." Excuse me?
Football is a humbler. The football gods don't like when people say that shit, bro. Humbler. They don't like when people say that shit.
Now, Ryan, you should stay. He says, "Now, what I'm saying is
Rice on the pod."
Oh, yeah. Because I did, you know what? I don't even want my apologies. I just want a conversation. I was there for a conversation.
Ain't an apology thing. Well, just going to have the conversation again. We'll wheel it back up again.
The conversation that Arteta only has won one trophy and it wasn't his squad in 4 years.
Arteta is a Real
trophy come on the Lampard
manager. I'm sorry. Until proven otherwise, he is a Real Betis quality manager. That has to be the level of club that is his next club. He is not good enough for this level. But if Arsenal fans want to keep drinking that Kool-Aid, you do it. Help yourself. It's a free for all, man. But he is a Real Betis quality manager. I'm sorry.
Right. And big up to Riley says now what I'm saying is it's the right time for him to leave.
He's going anyway.
So he's
going anyway. It doesn't make a difference. He's leaving anyway.
Francisco T says, "Hello, flawless 16 out of 10 panel, real one, people." Hey. And my apologies that I didn't manage to get the site open because we had to do. There's more. You know what it is when it comes to sites. I was talking with the person who's head of creative, who's helping me out with the site, and there's so much more to do. So tomorrow definitely will be available for pre-orders, people. Definitely 110% available for pre-orders. You'll get your 16 out of 10 t-shirts, people. I'm literally just dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's in regards to it to make sure it's proper for you lot. I'm not going to roll out something that isn't proper. I fucks with you lot too much as a community to roll out something half-hearted. Do I look like Jurgen Klopp at home to Crystal Palace needing a win for a title race? No, I do not. So, like, I'm going to prepare properly. Do I look like Arteta preparing? Oh, and to Adewale, who says, "I don't get this 16 out of 10 thing." Hey, my friend, man, hold it right there, man. Just for you who don't know. Hey, welcome to the channel first and foremost. Yeah, for those that don't know what this 16 out of 10 thing, and Ryan's in the chat so you can verbally abuse him. Here we go, my friend.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. So there you go, yeah. Adewale. For those that don't know, and the t-shirts will be available tomorrow, people. And speaking of 16 out of 10, shout out Yan City in the cut. She says, "Big up the panel every time, looking 16
big
out
up,
of 10. Shout out
to another Premier League title that's 4 in a row. It is officially the Farmers League of Europe, LFG.
I hear all that. The Farmers League, but we're here to dunk on Arsenal and Liverpool.
No, no, no.
Fuck you, Steve. We're not doing that properly.
You need to relax, man. He's just getting, yo, this guy be doing too much. Hey, yo. But yes, there's over 400 people in here right now. Run up the likes, you lot. How many likes are we on? I already know it's not enough. We're only at 62 likes. Like check 1212. Let's get. I'm only asking for 150 likes. Hit the subscribe button as well, because we're... How many are we away? We are now 35 away from 11K people. So get us to 11K so we can do another subscriber party so I can get waved again. So yeah. To Francesco T, who says someone needs to start taking Riz lessons. He's in the chat. Ask, you can tell him. Thank you. Big up to TR as well. LOL, definitely not yet. You would say this, yeah. You are the most, no, you are the most pessimistic.
I get it.
Yeah. She always plays this fake double.
Jan is so hilarious. She would say, they could play Burnley on the last day when it's time to decide. They said,
No, guys. Hold on. Jan has street smart. Jan doesn't want to piss off the footballing gods. Jan is playing this safe.
I've killed this all dead. Jan, they played Mansfield Town and she was talking about it was going to be a tough game.
They were playing
a lower league side in the FA Cup and Jan was trying to make out.
Yeah, it was Huddersfield Town.
Yeah. Let's see what else you lot are saying. But yeah, and to Ryan, who says, Jan, shut up, it's over. Hey, mate, how about you shut up, mate? How about that?
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I told you. Well, you lot, get your questions in, man. Get your questions in, because this is why this show turns into complete anarchy, because you lot don't be asking questions. And yeah, H, I know I answered this before, I answer it again. Yes, Wednesday will be the United Arsenal show. However, I've already updated the upcoming live stream schedule, so you know all the shows that are coming up here on YouTube. The playback I need to add, because obviously the NBA regular season has just concluded, people. Lies and slander. Yeah. Whatever, everybody. Look at this guy. City will drop points, but it's irrelevant now because Arsenal were a super team that you never seen dropping points 48 hours ago.
This is the same guy that said Arsenal's not going to drop points anymore this for the rest of the season. They're going to beat all the teams. Shut up, man.
Yeah, pull up. Feel free. Feel free. Yeah. I'll send you the link if you want in. Here we go. Warrior J says, look at this guy. Jez and Steve thoughts on Newcastle 4. Nils. This guy turned his camera on. Yeah, you go for it. Look, you ain't slick. This guy. Go on.
This one too, man.
Yes, you. Don't do that. Yes, you.
Yes, bro.
Switch. He didn't switch.
Look at this guy. Look away. Yeah. Put the camera off, man. A walk of shame, man. Shame. Anyways.
Go on. Yeah, Newcastle 4, Spurs. No. And for NBA people, any NBA questions, we're doing the NBA playoffs preview straight after this. So obviously, if you're a member, I get to it, but we'll divulge and get into it properly and give our predictions and all those things. But yeah, go on, Jez.
To keep it short, dude got the ass whooped. Simple ass. Early kick. I told people that we suck at early kicks. I don't know what these dudes do before the night. So I predicted actually a loss going into this game. I woke up, and the first thing I see is Ricky van der Ven, face on the floor, 2 feet up. That's crazy.
Hey,
I thought that was a porn star scene for a second. Yep. Like the way it looked like that. I'm saying like that looked like a porn star out there, but crazy. Oh, yeah. But I think I talked about it with Steve before him on his channel. I think that just exploded us. Like literally everything that we did played into Newcastle hands. And again, I talk about it more obviously because we have the show tomorrow in more detail. Mm-hmm. But I think this is just the little thing that I always talked about before, even in the crew chat as well, how there's just certain things where I think the manager also has to take some blame. But then at the same time, I look at the players, I'm like, I seen somebody say, obviously, because I had this debate and people was obviously saying why are you so harsh on Maddison? Maddison was trying. He did the bare minimum. Trying for me is the bare minimum. I don't look at trying and think that all of the sudden you can get away with it. No. If you try, that should be the bare minimum for me. Like, we look at you and say, you should be the game changer of this team. Son, you should be the game changer of the team. The defense is actually something that I rate about the team. So you guys should be the guys that should be consistent every time when you play from the back. We played 32 Premier League matches this season, and you guys cannot keep the ball properly, or you guys cannot at bare minimum keep it just to at least two goals. But then again, look at the fucking attack, bro. Jesus Christ, man. There's a lot of things that just need to change in the summer, personally, in the attack. Number one thing, I think I tweeted this already in the morning, actually. If Ange goes and buys Gallagher and Werner, I'm Ange out.
Hey, guys, bro.
I'm not even gonna, like I said on one of the shows that I'm gonna go on a rant or some shit. No, I'm, actually, you know what? I'm not even gonna go through the rant. I'm just gonna be Ange out because, like,
hey, Highland Angie, eh? Highland Angie, but I don't want to speak.
No, see, but that's the thing, though. I'm not complaining about the fact that he's playing the Highland or anything. Like I said, if guys want to talk about the Highland, that's all cool for me. And like, I don't really care about it. It's more of the fact that you just going against things that you want to go, and then you sign certain profiles that just don't even make sense for me. So we lost the game of football. Obviously, not 3 points behind Villano. But I'll be honest, already, I don't necessarily think we get in top four anyway, because you get performance like this. Look, watch this team show up against Palace. No, not Palace. Sorry, Arsenal.
The Palace.
No. They're gonna show up against Arsenal. Then for some reason they're gonna do some foolery against Liverpool or some shit. But anyways, I talk about it more on obviously the United Spurs Chelsea show, by the way, which is tomorrow, guys, at 1 a.m. or 12.
Yeah, 1 a.m. You're right. Yes, 1 a.m.
Yeah, so I'm gonna talk about it more on the. So if you guys wanna have more thoughts about that, obviously join. I'll talk more about it. But to keep it short, that was just a shit show from everybody, from the manager down to the players. And I seen Ange trending, which is crazy to me. Because even I think Kamkam was asking me yesterday, have my feelings changed about Ange? Not really. Because I've said all these things about Ange, but that doesn't mean I need to be manager out immediately, because these are things that can be addressed. It's whatever the manager wants to address these things, and something you should look out for next season. But again, I'll talk about it more tomorrow.
First, Steve, your thoughts?
We just smoked them, man, again. Like, it's crazy. Look, going into the game, y'all know how I feel about Newcastle this season. I say we can attack, we can score goals for fun. I like the way we play football, even if we don't have a lot of possession. I like the style and all that stuff. But there are consequences, there are positives and negatives. We can't defend. But we were able to defend with a right winger at right back. Big up Yan as well. Congrats on the title. You're fourth in a row.
Hi, man, you gotta do all this extra stuff, man. All right, just say congrats to keep it stepping. What's wrong with you?
We're talking about Newcastle's first
yellow card, man. For sure, man, and get on with the question.
Big up, man. Come on. Big up, yeah, and the quad.
Just say big up and just carry on.
With Newcastle, we worked like dogs against Spurs without much of the football, which is why I've never used the injuries as the crutch. I just said, yeah, that's been an issue. But anyhow, fair play to him, because we adjusted our usual way of football. And we leaned more into the strength of, we're a good counter-attacking side, and we have an excellent front three of Isak, Gordon, and Barnes, which should be our front three. I don't want to see no Almiron, no Murphy, no nothing. That is our best front three, easily. The great thing is that they're interchangeable. Gordon can play left, right. I like Barnes more on the left, but on the right, he was doing a good job as well. I think Barnes in that game was underrated because his passing was very good. His link up with those three, and Bruno G was very good, and so on and so forth. And Elliot Anderson, was one of the best players on the pitch as well on the left. And out of possession, more defending wide. So I thought Elliot Harris had a great game. So I was thrilled with the result because I did not see it coming.
I do want to say as well, quick before we maybe move on, or anyone has anything else to say. Shout out to Isak and Gordon because I think they really played well, and I think these were also the two guys that I looked at this game going in thinking that if you can nullify them, I don't think Newcastle can do much, but. The complete opposite pretty much happened where both of them literally stepped up and did the job. And I said already, like, Gordon really has a really, like, I don't know why there isn't really the conversation that Gordon should start for England or with Rashford at left wing for me.
I guess
we're going to have this debate more in other Q&As because obviously we have a lot more to talk about. But I said already, like, for me, I would be starting them in the Euros for England. Yeah.
He's got a shout. He has been one of the better wingers in the league this season. I'm not going to overcook it and overgas it. You know, he's world class. He's this, he's that. No, he's had a very good season. And he's turning up in big games. He's creating chances for others. Nobody is able to consistently defend against him when he's doing his left, right, in the box. You always need to double up on Anthony Gordon. Otherwise, he's probably going to score. So... yeah, I'm thrilled with the team. I'm very, very excited. And hey, we could possibly get sixth place, which is ridiculous because a few weeks ago losing to Chelsea, I thought we were going to finish 10th. So, look,
yeah, seriously, much more upbeat.
We need to, yeah. But that's the thing. If the team gives me some stuff, some new things when I complain about something, but they provide a solution, all I gotta say is fair play. So, look. We need to go in these last six games. They are winnable. And Man United at Old Trafford, I still don't trust us after that Chelsea away game. So I think we lose that one or draw.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, those other five, let's go and get some dubs and finish sixth Europa for next season. I'll take it.
First, right. So. Let's go to Jan. Jan, what are you saying first and foremost? You all good?
Congratulations once again. Congratulations. All right,
relax, man. Hey. You know what? Yeah. Time out, mate. Time. Yeah. You can take a time out, mate. You can just chill out doing all this, doing too much. How you doing now, Jan? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. In terms of like today, like I did say...
It couldn't have went any better for you, yeah?
Yeah, it's been a great weekend. To be honest, I was expecting Arsenal and... Liverpool to drop points, but I didn't expect it to be today because I thought with Liverpool being at home, even though Palace are tricky, because even at our place, like if you watch that game, it was the most one-sided draw I've ever seen in my life, but what, 10 minutes at the end and it was 2-2. So Palace cause problems, do you know what I mean? They defend very well and they can take their chances when they get them. So, and to be fair, that game today could have even been more. Liverpool could have won it as well. It was one of them games where it could have been any score. Like Liverpool could have won it 6-0 if they were clinical on another day. But then Palace could have also won 3-0 on another day, if that makes sense. It was a bit of a weird game. But I thought Palace, their defending was 10 out of 10. As bad as Liverpool were in front of goal, Palace were absolutely, how they were saving some of them shots.
Yeah, Henderson made a couple of very, very good saves.
Brilliant defending from them. I don't think they were great going forward, to be honest, because that Mateta...
He's rubbish.
I don't know what he was doing. But, it was one of them. I think it was a great game to watch, like, as a... Well, I'm not really neutral, but as somebody that doesn't support either team.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great game, but... I didn't expect Liverpool to lose at home, especially because they lost midweek. I didn't see them losing twice at Anfield. And then Arsenal, again, Villa, I thought Villa might give them a bit of trouble because Villa are fighting for their own.
They're a good side.
They're fighting to get top four as well.
European trophies. Yeah,
they beat us, so it's not impossible. They beat Arsenal as well. So it's one of them, but I thought with Arsenal being at home, I thought they'd see it out. So yeah, I'm quite shocked because I was even saying earlier today, I don't know if you saw my tweet, but I was saying it's a shame it's not in our hands because the thing is with Man City, I've been saying for a while, we're not playing at the level we need to win the league. And I think the past three games, City have stepped it up to a much better level. And that's the first time I've actually thought we could potentially win this league because of how we were playing. Up until, 2 weeks ago, we weren't playing like that. And like my dad was saying the other day, with like winning the league, you need your squad to turn up, not just like play. So you can't rely on like Haaland and Foden to get all your goals. You need goals coming from
the squad.
Yeah, and that wasn't happening.
It's a team sport. Yeah, it's a team sport.
Yeah, but that wasn't really happening for City. But obviously, like, you've got people like Kovacic, he scored his first goal now. Vardiol's even chipped in for goal. So it looks, and obviously we're getting some of our players that were injured back, like Kyle Walker. As bad as he's been this season, he helps us in certain games. Ake is vital. Do you know what I mean? If we're going to win anything, Ake needs to be back. So he's coming
Akanji
back.
Akanji as well.
Yeah, Akanji. Yeah, Akanji's already back there. But yeah, Akanji together, they've been our best defenders. So if we needed stuff like that to go in our favour a little bit towards the end of the season. So, I mean, I know people are saying it's over. 2 points is never over. Like, let's be honest. And I still think City will drop points. But like Ryan says, I do think Liverpool and Arsenal could also drop more points. So
you want to bet on that you don't drop any points except for Real Madrid?
Do you know what I've seen Man City go unbeaten at the end of the season when they've needed to, regardless of who the opposition are. That being said, it's only because it's a weird one, because I thought, when I said like which teams would drop points, I thought for Arsenal and Liverpool it was going to be United and Spurs. I thought for them two, they were going to be the games that they drop points in.
Oh, they'll still drop points in those games as well.
I think so.
But that's what I mean. For City, I thought it'd be Palace and Spurs. Obviously, we didn't drop points against Palace. We've got Nottingham Forest away. We didn't actually win there last year. I'm not saying we can't win there, but we didn't win there last year. But I think with where it is in the season, I mean, we don't know. But I just think with City, you would expect City to win most of them games on paper. So we'll have to see.
And
what
Liverpool,
happens.
Here's the other thing too. Liverpool ain't getting no more wins until the end of the season. They are not going to beat Fulham. They are not going to beat Everton. I don't think they beat West Ham.
Let me pull up their fixture. Hold up, I'm having a look.
Arsenal and Liverpool are in epic head loss mode. The blood is draining, and they are on life support. They are done out here.
As much as it pays me to admit, Steve Lowkey got a point. I don't agree with him, but I see where you're coming from.
I don't think Liverpool want that happen, especially if they get knocked out by Atalanta. I just don't think that after they're going to get knocked out by Atlanta on Thursday, really.
No, but they will. They will get smashed by Atlanta on Thursday. Smashed.
Yeah, even though they get smashed anyway, there's nothing to play for anyway if they get knocked out. They're 3-0 down anyway in the first leg.
Liverpool had 3 wins in 8, and even if we look at those 3 wins, they were not that great. Liverpool, bro. They are on life support.
You don't have to be great in this kind of sort of games. What are you talking about?
What I will say is, if they're on life support, hey, someone let me know where so I can go pull the plug.
Exactly. What will happen with Fulham. Fulham will get points off of them.
I pulled a plug and plug my charger in for the laptop so I can live stream. What's going on?
Hey, Floss, you think about it. Hey, we're saving what? We're trying to save what? We're trying to save energy.
Yeah, facts. Like 110%, but back to Liverpool in the game, because Jan mentioned it, in Palace in particular in the first half. Very, very, very good. They were very good in the first half. If Mateta was better, because even the one that got cleared off the line, you know what it was? The two touches before that. If they're better touches, he can either play it to, I think it was Elise on his right, or you just score comfortably. Eli, we'll get to your question here.
Go on. Yeah, I was talking about maybe City point. You know how bad your record, even though you won this season there, how bad your record is at our place. I'm so confident. I'm so confident that City won't drop points that I think they're going to beat us as well. Confident at our place. Because
you guys will probably celebrate their goals.
Usually at the top. I mean, shit. Me personally, I want to play the year nines against this team, but with the City game though, because usually every time when we play them the second time, it's usually like mid season. But
yeah, I was saying that today. Actually, we tend to play Spurs where it doesn't really affect matter, the title, yeah. And when it has affected the title, we've been at home, so we've won. So I think it's quite interesting to see what will happen because we don't have a good record there. I know we won there in the cup, but yeah. Son wasn't playing, and Son is the problem. Everyone was telling me it was Harry Kane for years. I was telling them it's not Harry Kane, it's Son. Every time it's Son, Harry Kane leaves, and what? Son's still there, so we still lost. But I do think based on when it is interesting because it's the last game. Yeah. So if I mean, I said, I know players don't think how fans think, and when it comes, Spurs are still going to try and go out and win. However, I think if by that time you beating us could potentially win Arsenal the league, I don't know if Spurs players are going to want that to be the case. You know what I mean?
The fans, I do think the fans would get on them though.
Imagine you.
The fans will, but yeah, you know this. I've used a couple of these analogies before. Liverpool almost gave United a league title. We just didn't beat West Ham.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, I don't think because the thing is, what I'm saying is that direct game could actually give Arsenal the title. Yeah. It depends where Spurs are.
No, it won't. You know why it won't? Yeah, and you know why it won't matter? I ain't giving them even no more credit. I'm just call it as I've been saying the entire season. They're going to drop points anyway.
Yeah,
even
they're
if you drop points.
They're
going to
drop points us.
There's no way they're going to away to Spurs and away to Manchester United and winning both.
Never mind. Plus, they are not going to beat Wolves away. Wolves will get a
draw.
At least. Bro, Arsenal and Liverpool right now, I think I saw it in the comments. Someone just said it, the best word. Forget my waffling and my rants and all this stuff. They look dejected. They look completely devoid of ideas and dejected. They look like defeated sides. And when you are at that headspace, Wolves can beat you. Fulham can beat you. Palace can beat you. Villa can beat you. Mm-hmm. This is what people underestimate severely, the psychological element of sport. They see 11 versus 11, manager versus manager, club badge versus club badge. But it's deeper than that. Psychologically right now, Arsenal and Liverpool have died. They're dead.
Do you know what? I do agree with what you're saying because I think from a City point of view, like it's very interesting with our players. Like if you listen to the stuff that they say or like watch any documentaries about City, these players, they don't give up. Like Haaland literally tweeted a few days ago, we've done it before, we can do it again. Like their mentality is as long as we are in it mathematically, we can win it and they will not give up. So, and this is why I say, like, I've said for a while now, if anyone can go on a run and win all of their games, it would be Man City. So I'm not going to sit and say we will lose because I don't know if we will. But I think based on our fixtures, I thought we would drop points. And I still think we will drop points somewhere, but it might not matter depending on where everyone else
drops. It won't matter because of them. Let me get to this, though. Big up to Eli. Big up to Prime in the cut as well. Yes, Prime. What are you telling me, fam? You good?
Listen, I went to sleep.
Wait, what did you just say? Say that again, Prime. Say that again.
What?
I missed what you said. I didn't catch it. I didn't hear it. What did you
say? I said I went to sleep. I woke back up and the day is still beautiful.
Oh yeah, man! Still a sensational day, man. Absolutely sensational.
I woke up in snowfall. Yes, you crook.
Okay. Hey, you woke up in the full snow.
Yeah, you know why you woke up happy? You know what I'm saying? And that out there in the snow. You know what I'm saying? We see you, man.
Hey,
look at that. Make sure she's hey Brian, make sure she's liked and subscribed to the channel, please. Can I get shout out to Yan? Why do y'all think that donut of a manager for Zinni would work out against Diaby and Bailey?
Because he's not good enough.
Your answer to this question is as good as you probably. You know what? I know you well enough, Eli. You have a better answer to this question than I do. 100%.
Because he's a real Betis caliber manager at Arsenal.
I disagree. He's not a real Betis level manager. Yes, no, he thought he's not. I thought he thought keeping possession of the ball would work because he thought Villa would then eventually tire out.
You know what? Eddie was right when he said 1,000 passes for no reason. Shout out to Eddie. He says, follow-up question. Why do you think of that donut of a manager for that 29 in the midfield would work for 90 minutes when it didn't work for the majority of the season? You know why? No. I got this one. The reason why he put number 29 in midfield is because number 29 playing up front doesn't work. So he thought, okay, let me play him in midfield. And you know why number 29 doesn't work, whether it's in midfield, whether it's as a striker, whether it's a left winger, whether it's a left wing back, whether it's in goal, whether it's a libero, whether it's a box-to-box eight, whatever you want to call him, whether it's a right wing back, he is not good enough. And I have been saying this the entire season. Don't let some form fool you in thinking that this player is better than he is. He's bang average. And that's why I'm so happy Arsenal signed him. And I hope they start him week in, week out for the rest of his career.
He was playing in midfield.
As well. And this is a conversation we had earlier in the season when I was saying that about when you have a big Champions League game midweek that you have to win, you have to rest them. Like, we had to rest Rodri. That could have gone terribly wrong yesterday. It could have gone terribly wrong. We could have rested Rodri and got beat 2-0. And then we're in a similar situation. Do you know what I mean? They could have both gone and won. And then we would be 4 points off or whatever. So, things like this. And this is why I said, on a stream with you guys a while back, I was saying when the big Champions League games kick in and you have to balance your team. What, 3 games in a week? 3 games in the space of a week. Big games that you have to win, because if Arsenal, for example, beat Bayern Munich 3-0 in the first leg, they could have probably played their stronger squad, knowing that if they go 1-0 up against Bayern Munich away, they can take everyone off because they're pretty much through. But because it's 2-2, they need to go there again and win the game. And it's the same for us. We didn't win the game away either, so we have to go into that game full strength as well. And this is the thing, like, Pep luckily was able to rest Foden, because I know people were saying he got dropped. No, Foden has been our best Champions League player for about 4 years now, along with De Bruyne. So that's why he got rested. And he rested Rodri, because Rodri himself said he's tired. So it's one of them things. But these sorts of things, if we had a different fixture this weekend, say we had, like, fixture. Spurs away, we would have never been able to arrest Rodri.
I'm glad you clarified that. I hear that.
Crazy. Just luckily for us, we managed to have Luton at home and it was manageable without Rodri. Do you know what I mean? But this is why the Champions League does play a part in who wins the league ultimately, because, you know, these games are not easy. And even if we get through against Real Madrid, we've not got an easy game in the next league. So it's the same thing again. And this is why I said I thought we would drop points, because it's not just one game a week. It's potentially 3 in a week, you know. So, I've just seen this pop up on my Twitter.
Shout out to Emmy Martinez, because he said, I still love Arsenal. I always will. Fair play, man. Fair play.
What an idiot.
That's what he said. Nah, he said, I still love Arsenal. I always will.
By the way,
to answer this from Eli, the reason why he played Havertz in midfield is because, like, Arteta has, you know, signing Havertz, he has to make this work.
Yeah,
so that's why he's forcing him in, whether it's in midfield or it's up top.
Hey, the better the crown and jewel,
it has to work.
Hey, keep trying, the better player won
the Bundesliga yesterday, and they got rid of him.
By the way, Arsenal fans are telling me that all Chelsea fans that do you miss him? Look how well he's doing. He's shining for us in this new role.
And if you look at the stats,
it's comparable to 21-22 after we won the championship.
Like I said, he's
got a goal and assist. And it's different.
He's shining about. Is he shining now? That's what I want to know. Did he shine against Villa?
They're basically drinking their Kool-Aid.
Did he shine against?
So Arsenal fans, don't put down
the Kool-Aid in the bank. Havertz is fucking wank.
What did you say? 60 million.
Drinking the Kool-Aid, man.
Keep drinking the lemonade. Keep drinking the Kool-Aid. If you want some energy, get some nitrous oxide like Paul Walker, RIP. Don't crash. You know what I'm saying? Keep drinking it up. Keep slurping that up like a real man would.
You need to time out, mate. You need a timeout. But yes, you just out here just saying Paul's worthy stuff. But yeah,
yo, send them out.
Yeah. You can sit out for 5-10 minutes. But run up the likes. There's still over 370 people watching live right now. I don't know how many likes we're on, but it's not enough because we're at 93 likes. Hey, girls up to 150, man. I'm only asking for 150 likes. Hit the subscribe button as well. Continue to get your questions in, people. And if you're a member of the channel, members, this is your time. I will start your question and I will get to it. Of course, if you super chat, I will get to it as well. So there's two surefire ways to make sure we get to your question. I'm not ignoring you lot. It's just that members, like I said, take priority. Same with super chats as well. Yeah, Warrior J, I'll check it in a second. I will do. Go on. You was going to say something? Jez, you want to say something?
I just wanted to say, go on, Jez. What kills me the most currently through all this whole period now is that I think Arsenal fans, they're showing really the true colors now. They're showing, the way Arsenal fans behave just proved to everybody that these guys never actually believed their team's actually that good. But because they're winning all these games, they're just going to ride with it. Because Havertz is scoring all these goals, they're going to ride with it. No, they lost one game. In the league. By the way, the league title is not over. Well, I think it's over. But technically, it's not over. But these guys...
Yeah, it's
these,
true,
but these guys, these guys' head loss over, looks man. Like their head loss is so crazy. And you know what? This is the one thing I have to say.
You know how you know it's over? Because it's not even just a points thing. Look at the reaction of the players at full time.
Yeah.
They look like they just lost a cup final. That is very, 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 very telling. And I threw in the white flag, man. Wave the white flag like
you. You know what though? It's interesting anyway, because I think like because I was having a discussion in a space, because I've not really been like doing streams as much as I usually do and stuff. But I was in when I got home on Friday, I was in like a space. And I was talking and I was saying that I think all three drop points still, like I've been saying for weeks. And this Arsenal fan was like, no, we won't drop any points. And I said, no, I think you will. And he was like, no, we won't drop any points. And I said, you do realise you could, because Liverpool are on the same points, you might not even have to lose to not win the league. Because if Liverpool, say Liverpool win 3-0 every week and you win 1-0 every week, Liverpool would then win the league on goal difference. So you don't even have to lose sometimes to not win the league. So, and I was saying that and he was like, no. And I'm just like, the thing is, I know people say I'm pessimistic and stuff, but the thing is...
Extremely pessimistic.
But you don't piss off the football gods.
But you know what it is, though? It's not even that. It's just the fact that, like...
The football league goods. Sure,
no, it's just the fact that, like...
Who are you talking about here? You have City winning the league too? So how is it pissing off? Whatever.
Because
carry
I'm
on,
not
man.
A City fan, bro.
But if...
Oh, so you think that's how it works?
All right,
sure.
Yes. 100%. Sorry, yeah. All right,
cool. Oh, my God. I think, though, if you're gonna come out and say, like, the league's won, we're not dropping points, this, that, and the other, then you can't then be having a meltdown when your team drop points. Like, do you know what I mean? If you seriously believe that your team is going to win it, like, I know there's City fans out there who are like, City are winning the league. But the only reason why City fans are saying that is because they've seen it done.
Previous, yes, there's evidence to back it up.
Some Liverpool fans were saying they're going to win the league, right? Because obviously they've done it before.
Ryan, she's talking to you.
If I was an Arsenal fan after last season, like, say in 11-12, United won that league. Say Aguero didn't score that goal, we didn't come back. There's no way the next season I'd be saying City have won the league. I would have to see it for myself before I was like, yeah, we've done it. And even now, like, I know title races previously have kind of gone in City's favour recently, but that doesn't mean that we could never lose the league. Do you know what I mean? Like, it is possible that we could go and not win the league. Do you know what I mean? So for me to be there, like, it's won already. It's, and even as a City fan, if I did that, it would make more sense. Do you know what I mean? But I don't get it. I don't get, like, I saw a video before and it was Arsenal fans in November saying City won't even get top four. It's not the same City team. This, that, and the, and I'm just thinking, okay, like, how have you got this much chest to be saying stuff like that in November, knowing the season is long and what happened last season? So to me, I just don't get it. Like, I know I'm a pessimistic type of fan, but I just think at the same time, like, how are you coming through with so much chest? It's one. They weren't even a point clear of Liverpool going into today's game. Do you know what I mean? So it's just, I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Hey, you know what?
Before you go, to Prefam MCU says quadruple chasing Reds, lol, 16 out of 10 season rating for Liverpool Football Club. That is fact. See what I'm saying? From quadruple chasing to
Do you know what annoys me? Klopp's farewell tour would have zero trophies if it wasn't for that fat Argentinian.
You're crazy.
Pochettino.
If Gallagher could shoot, if Gallagher could shoot on target.
Pochettino could attack inexperienced kids.
That's your fault. Hey, but I do want to say about the Arsenal Stadium real quick something. Will empty.
Hey, I got a dead boys.
Okay.
Hey, bless big up love every time.
Big up, Steve.
Thank you.
That Arsenal Stadium, they're talking about North London forever. This and that, the best fans and shit. Yeah. Where were all those fans? Where was all those fans in the 80th minute? That shit was quiet. That was that. People talk about the City Stadium being empty as
well. Is there a fire drill? Is there a fire drill?
I've seen the Arsenal cannon in the 85th minute.
Is there a fire drill?
There's more people in the community church than the.
We can see you sneaking out.
You know what it is, though? Like, you have to, especially in a title race, like, you have to support your team. Don't get me wrong, I've been pissed off quite a few games this season where City have dropped points and I thought, what the fuck? But you still stay till the end and support your team. I know a lot of City fans leave early because they want to get their car out the car park because it takes an extra hour if you wait till full time. I get it. But me personally, I go there to support the team and I don't leave before the whistle.
Here's the thing.
A lot of City fans missed that Vardiol goal. A lot of them missed it because they left.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
And I was there like, that's what you missed, you know?
Here's the thing.
Here,
Arsenal fans will say that, you know, there's not enough City fans, they're plastic. They'll say Chelsea fans are plastic. But when it comes to Arsenal fans, you guys are not actually real. In real life, you don't really exist. You guys are social media fans. You talk loud on Twitter, on YouTube. Oh, we're gonna win the league. We're better than City. They've fallen off. You talk real loud, but when it comes to it in the running, it's like your team. You go away. We don't see you. You fall until the next season comes, and you talk big again. Then the running comes in.
I know it's outside. People are missing in the chat as well. Good word to you, Prime. I know it's.
You're not, and I'm not saying all Arsenal fans. Obviously, there are real ones like Cam, even though he's a fraud. There's Eli, etc. There's a few good ones. But the majority of you guys, you're not actually real. You're social media fans. You're social media fans because you talk the loudest. You have the wildest opinions, but when it comes to crunch time, just like Jorginho, who gave away the pass for Watkins' goal, just like Kai Havertz, who couldn't defend. Or Bailey's gone, you fade away. It is what it is, and it's okay. Just accept it. Just accept it. I accepted that a long time ago. What you are?
You know what it is with the even like that comment there, like quadruple. These sorts of conversations, like why are you having a quadruple conversation that early into the season? So now, it's ended up looking like Liverpool have had. A worse season than they.
You know
what?
Wait, Jan. I just gotta call you off. Wait, Jan. The reason why. Liverpool fans were having a quad, having conversations about quad so early. This is the same Liverpool fans who have conversations like this and say dumb
that's
shit like
that. By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
I big up the panel. I told as for.
Ryan, have you not questioned Ryan what he means, by the way? Not asking what he meant by 16 out of 10.
Who?
You'll know what he meant by 16 out of 10.
Have you not asked him what he... We've had this debate on here. I think he meant that, like, collectively, you're both 16s out of 10. You know.
No, he was trying to drop game on the pair of them at once.
He was.
That's my thing.
I thought Eleanor on every stream. It's just
I know, but like we're having to. I think he meant that collectively, like you guys add up to being 16 out of 10. They think the rest of them think that he meant individually you're both 16s. So what do you think
individually he meant?
Hey, you are the victim.
Well, you know, he's an idiot. And that being said, tomorrow, go on.
His game, bless him.
Bless him, though.
The only thing I would say in that, like, the whole quad thing, sorry, is just that, like, I don't know, like, it's kind of like now, like, Man City are technically on for a treble. But,
yeah,
to me personally, you cannot have that conversation when you've still got to play Real Madrid and potentially Bayern Munich or Arsenal and Chelsea. I mean, by the end of this week, if we win every game this week, if we go and beat Real Madrid convincingly and then go and beat Chelsea, that is the first time for me that you can start talking about can City do a treble. But until then, it's too early. I know technically we're
treble
high.
Focus on the big two.
I would not be talking about a treble when we could literally be on for just the league by the end of this week. It could go from treble to one trophy at the end of the week, because if we get knocked out by Chelsea and we lose to Real Madrid, we're out of two competitions. So to have a conversation about a treble when you can go out of
both. If we get knocked out by Chelsea, have some chin.
Ridiculous. No, but Chelsea play well in these
if
games.
We get knocked out by Chelsea, have some shame. You're an embarrassment, yeah.
I love what you're doing this, you know.
I'm just trying to get a little bit. It's all right.
No, but Jan has a point. Jan has the point, though. Remember the last Chelsea versus United, Chelsea City game? It was close.
We didn't even
until your terrorist manager came and ruined it.
Jan's doing this Pep gaslighting.
With all due respect here, we're playing both games.
No, but this is where I expect Pochettino to know.
Do you know what? If we'd have gone and beaten you this season 3-0 home and away, then I would hear what you're saying, but we actually have struggled against Chelsea this season.
Chelsea, we got numbers on these, man.
Are we better than Jan Chelsea? Of course, but that doesn't matter when it's a knockout game.
If we didn't batter you this season, then I'm afraid to play you. Look at what. Listen, I don't listen to what Jan says, man. She's trying to play it smart. Don't trust
her. Oh, yeah. Jan's a Pep disciple. She a Pep disciple. Her, Vader, they do that Pep thing. Don't ever get him mistaken. Don't get fooled.
I'm not saying that we will go and lose there or anything like that. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be very shocked if Chelsea played well in a semi final. If it's the final, you won't win. Because you don't play well in finals, but semi-finals you play well.
Chelsea play well, but still lose.
You did play well in semi-finals, though. You are a very.
They
good
do. That's how they get to so many finals. They're literally in a final every season.
Jan, you know what it is here. Don't listen to these guys because they don't have faith in Pochettino. But in reality, they perform well against City this season twice.
They do, and they do well in semi-finals. It's not a final. If it's a final, I hear your point. But in a semi, you actually play well.
For a pick sign, are you poaching or poch out?
Are you poaching or poch out?
What you guys don't know is
Eleanor's watching. Eleanor's watching, so that's why he's doing
it. Makes sense. Let me get to this from Thomas B. Says, so how does the league move forward with a loser mentality? When times get tough, only City seem to get it. A league of pretenders has been built. I don't think it is. I think you just got a very dominant team and they're very tough to stop and it's very tough to top. So what do you disagree with?
As great as I think City are and everything, We also have to talk about, in recent years, Liverpool and now Arsenal have bottled numerous chances to win the league ahead of City.
Yeah, which just shows they're just not good enough.
People have spoken about all season how poor City are, by the way.
Yeah.
How terrible they've been. Mm-hmm. And they're still not bad. People said this last season.
Yeah, people said this last season.
Haaland's holding City back. City are poor. They're this, they're that. And they still won the league.
We have to just land.
I'm not taking anything from City, by the way, as well. I respect City. I respect what they've done. But, like, we also have to acknowledge that Liverpool and Arsenal have lost numerous league titles. We can't just say this is a Farmers League. It's not a Farmers League. Farmers Leagues don't end up being decided by 1 or 2 points. City have not run away with this title by like 10 points plus.
This is it, Prime, though, in regards to Farmers League. Like, I don't understand. I look at the winner.
Yes.
Even though I don't use the term Farmers League because I think it's a very lazy term and it's a lazy narrative.
Yeah, Farmers League. I get your point.
I look at it in regards to the you could win it on goal difference each season. Who's winning it? If the favorite consistently wins it, then that is on quote. That is by definition a Farmers
League. Yeah, but last season
is an anomaly anyway because they got a striker like Haaland.
Go back to time with the MLN, please.
No, before you go, hey, Fats, are you punching or punch out? Let's go there.
Like, I get what you're saying, but City don't win their treble last season if Arsenal didn't ball being top for 97% of the season.
I'll kill this dead with the Arsenal thing. Arsenal were top of the league for 92% of the season, correct? I'm right. Was it
93%?
Okay, so why was there people like me, and why was there many others who were like, Arsenal are not going to win this league?
I know, but that's kind of my point, though.
It's a skill thing, which adds into it. It's both.
Yeah, but like having the mentality, having the nerve is part of your skill set.
Absolutely.
And I can also speak on Liverpool as well. Liverpool have had leads over City and not gone on to win the league. Like, as great as City has been, and I respect them for still having the mentality of going, even though they're behind, but they don't win it if the teams ahead don't let go of their lead. That's the point I'm making.
I can only speak for me. There's a reason I don't think. And if a team comes up, here's the thing is, there can be a team that are second to Manchester City who I can look at and believe they will win the league. I've never once believed when City have been in a title race in this entire time that the other team was going to win the league. Because we mentioned it, I don't think it's solely losing mentality, though. It's not just
that. Do you know what I think?
It ties into people underestimating what it takes to win this league. And I've spoken on this before, and I've spoken on this again. Outside of Blackburn Rovers, from the Premier League's inception from 92 all the way up until 2024, every single side that has won the Premier League has had an exceptional, world-class, elite talent, one or sometimes two, in their midfield. The only exception to that rule is Blackburn Rovers. And when I said that, people looked at me like I was crazy because I've said this before. Go back and look at any team. They have had a player who, if you do a 10-year from 2014 to 2024, gets into that side, every single one. And people really underestimate that. People also underestimate what it takes for managers, because we've seen the best managers who have won the league. I mean, the managers who have won the Premier League. Take Ranieri, because that's an anomaly, but he had two absolutely outstanding talents in his side. So would you say Rice has not been? No. Rice hasn't been that season. I'll kill this dead with Ryan right now. Name a midfielder, a world-class elite midfielder, that Rice has been better than, that has won the Premier League previous. So a Kante, a Patrick Vieira, a Roy Keane, a Paul Scholes. Name me someone who is an elite talent in a Premier League winning side outside of Blackburn Rovers, because he's better than Tim Sherwood, that he's better than them. Don't worry.
I rate Rice highly, but like, this is not like an elite title winning season from performance.
Forget even No, don't get mistaken. Forget performance level. He's nowhere near them guys. And people underestimate that. He is on there. Just to clarify, because Rice is a very, very good player. One second, I'm going to let you go. People underestimate it. He's nowhere near them guys. He's nowhere near Prime Kante. Nowhere near him. They're not even close. It's not even a debate. Who is he better than? Name an elite talent midfielder that he is even, not even better, close to. That's not Tim Sherwood. Take that Blackburn Rovers. Who is he close to? We need to start having these conversations and speaking openly and honestly, because we overrate these players. As good as Rice is, Rice is a quality player. Don't get him mistaken. Who is he better than? That's an elite talent that's won the league.
The Irish Gallagher, bruv.
Who is he? Someone tell me. Who? Forget that. Not even who. Who is he close to?
But this
who is even close to? He's nowhere near.
Lewis, don't disrespect Ireland.
Man are running back. He's nowhere near these guys.
Apologies.
No, and to Sean, you missed it. Why I'm asking this question is because me and Prime were talking about winning the league, and I'm saying to win the Premier League, you need an elite, at least one elite special talent in your midfield. That's what I'm saying.
Not flawless. I have not disagreed with anything.
Fabinho, again, so before Ryan goes, he says Fabinho, who he's not better than, and Fabinho's the one he's the closest to. That tells you. Fabinho's at the bottom of the list.
To be fair, and that's the only one he's close to. Fabinho
let me just say this. Sorry.
And Rice has been nowhere near that Fabinho level. We're going, bro.
Flawless. I'm not saying I'm disagreeing with you, but like, you haven't like refuted my point. I'm saying that this hasn't been a farmers league because City have not been continuously running away with the title. It's still been close.
The point why people call them the Premier League the farmers league is more so the fact that the dominance, regardless of how close somebody comes, regardless of how, it doesn't matter if it's a 10-point gap, if it's a 5-point gap. We've seen City sometimes come from 10 points behind.
Yeah,
they still and end up winning this season, and that is the
point. If you're winning it by a few points every time,
but Brian, that's not the point I'm saying. I'm saying the point is that you can be ahead 10 points. Who's gonna end up winning this season, the league anyway?
No. 10 points is a farmer's league.
We're talking definition. Everyone's definition is different.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And the majority of people, the way they look at it is that the fact that City is dominantly winning it for four seasons in a row, and only team that did it once was Liverpool once to stop them from going five in a row, and nobody else. Fair play to Arsenal.
Cool. I just don't agree with the definition, but fair enough.
Fair play to Liverpool and Arsenal for pushing them.
Before you go, Jan, one second. I'm going to go to this. Could you not compare Rice this season to Fabinho? No. And it also ties into why you... But I don't know. I don't think Rice this season has been better than Fabinho. In the season they won the league. I don't think he's been better than him. And also, on top of this, this further proves my point. If you had a better central midfielder in there than Fabinho, what do you win? Bear in mind, you lost the league twice by a point. So imagine you had someone of the level of Patrick Vieira in your midfield and not Fabinho. Do you win those two leagues? Highly
Flawless. How long was Fergie in the Prem for?
26 years.
And how many in the Prem?
Well, not the Prem, but since 92 to 2013. You do the math. It's not my strong suit.
It's 21.
There you go. That's 21. And how many Premier Leagues did he win?
13.
So... 13 and 21 years, is that a farmer's league?
At points, yeah.
But the Prem's always been like that. The Prem's always had one.
Was it a farmer's league for a period? Yeah, it was. From 92, from 92 to 03, yeah, I would say it was. Yes.
Yeah, because when people talk farmer's league, it only gets mentioned about City, but United basically turned it into a farmer's league for a period.
Yeah,
this is the thing with English football. If you actually look back from history, like my dad was saying, when in the 80s and late 70s, early 80s, Liverpool would have the league won by January. It would be finished in January. There wasn't a title race. It was literally Liverpool were winners and it was done. And there was no, this has been happening a long time. This idea that the Premier League's all of a sudden a farmers. No, it's not. It's always been like this. It's always had periods of dominance where one team has been better than the others. And there's been a few years where it's been competitive. To be fair, it has been competitive in regards to, like you're saying, in terms of title races. There's quite a few of our races we've won on the last day. and it has gone down to the wire. I think in terms of City, the reason why people say City are inevitable now is because it's kind of like a race. If you look at like long distance running, some people will sprint off really quickly at the beginning and then they'll get tired, and in the final stretch another, you know, runner will run past them and end up winning the race. And that's like City don't start very fast. We tend to start a bit slow. We tend to be a bit tired from the season before. We don't get the results we need. And then we kind of...
After
Christmas, we start picking up a little bit. And then in the new year, that's when City tend to go on the runs that they go on. Yeah. And then obviously we drop points in February-ish, and then we'll pick it back up. And then we seem to finish strong. And that's why a lot of people say you can't rule... And I said it myself. I cannot rule Man City out of a title race while we're still mathematically in it. I can't do it because I know... The way Pep is and the way our players
are. Yeah, I don't disagree with you, though. Well, what you're saying is spot on. But, like, for me, it's like, if we're going to call City what City are doing at Farmers League, I just question, can we also call what Fergie did for United at Farmers
League? See, and Brian,
well, that's, yeah, it's the same thing. He's not doing anything different.
It's a different era as well at that time.
So. No, it's a different era. I agree. But you know what it was? Because it wasn't social media them times. And obviously, they got to brand the league because let me get to this question here, because he is a member of the channel as well, from A. Solomon, because I just like want to kill all of this dead and why I don't in particularly care about whether it's a Farmers League or not. But he says, do you guys not watch no other leagues? Bayern Munich did 10 in a row. La Liga doesn't go outside of three teams for the past 30 years. Italian league, the same team with the surprise here and there. Here, the thing is, I don't care because there's no trophy for it. Yeah, when people debate what the best European league is, guess what? If Manchester United are not winning it, I couldn't care less. I don't care if we're the number one best league. I don't care if it's number 5, if it's 10, if it's 16, if it's 25, if it's 50 in Europe. Are Manchester United winning the Premier League? I don't care about the standard of it.
And the thing is, I want to say, the reason why it's only coming up now, the only reason why this whole Farmers League word even came out is because other people from specifically more the Premier League view other leagues and talk about the other leagues, but yet this Premier League is this amazing league and all these teams are in this, but in reality it's only just two teams that are actually really good in this league. All the other teams are close to each other, like United, Tottenham.
And has the Prem not always been like that then?
That's the problem.
It's always been like that.
No, Brian, it's always been like that. But the reason why it's coming up now is because the Premier League, it's the best league. But in reality, it's not really been this league that's amazing as people trying to make it out to be. It's not as amazing as people trying to out to be. But because of how Premier League fans perceive this league and every other league, that's why the whole word Farmers League started to begin with.
I think they call it the best league, though? I don't think it's due to the winners, because like you say, in most leagues across the world, there tends to be a team in any era that tends to go on and win it. It just happens. Like, there are a few leagues where it's a little bit up and down, but most of the time, the same teams win it. There's a reason why, if you look at
Champions of Europe, you'll never sing that.
That's why Lewis has got hit the Avi as Martinelli, just to clarify people.
But yeah, if you think about it, like if you look even at La Liga, look at the titles won. It's mainly Barcelona and Real Madrid. They're the two main winners. There are others with, you know, a few here and there and whatever, but it tends to be like that in most leagues. So, you know, like even the Premier League, you've got United on 20, Liverpool on 19, and then there's a bit of a gap to Arsenal, and then there's a gap again. So it tends to be like that. I think the reason why people say the Premier League is so good is because you can literally go into games in the Premier League and think, yeah, this team's going to win. And it doesn't always go like that. And I think why people compare it to others is, I mean, I think in recent years it's a little bit different, but you could look at a Juventus 5 years ago and be like, they will not lose to any teams in the bottom six. Like, they will not lose. Whereas within the Prem, you get people like Chelsea drawing to Sheffield United. Do you know what I mean? Like, Man United losing, drawing to Bournemouth and stuff like that. And I think that's why people say...
One example.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying I think that's why Premier League fans will say it's great. Like, people say the quality's gone down because teams are losing to, you know, teams are getting more points at the top. So they'll say, oh, the quality's gone down because obviously the teams at the bottom are not getting as many points. But then I just think you can look at it so many different ways. I like the league because I think it's competitive. And I think these teams at the bottom of the league, they're not necessarily going to just give in. Because I remember when I was growing up, there was teams that had lost the game at Old Trafford before they even stepped out the tunnel. They knew they'd lost and they would go into that game knowing they were going to lose. Whereas nowadays, you will get the shittest team in the league going to Old Trafford and thinking, you know what, I'm going to try. They, you know, they'll come to the Etihad and they'll try. They'll go to Anfield and they'll try. Whereas I don't think that was the case when I was growing up anyway. It didn't feel like any team below the like, top 10 was going to win at Old Trafford.
You say that, but yet, like, so the dominant force in this league, City, are accumulating more points in winning the league as opposed to Man United were back then. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what people are saying. But I think it's interesting because you can look at it two ways. That's what I'm saying. We're getting more points nowadays, but actually, it's weird because I feel like back in the day, it would be the top teams that would be battling each other, and if you won all the say you played the top six in that league and you won all your games, that would win you the league. Whereas now, look at this season. City haven't beaten a lot of the top teams. We've beaten Man United twice. But apart from that, we haven't beaten Chelsea. We haven't beaten Liverpool. We haven't beaten Arsenal. Like, and we're still there because other, do you know what I mean? There's other games. So it's not necessarily based on that now. Whereas before, I think if you went and you'd have to win them games to win the league, if that makes sense. Whereas this season, we haven't had to. Do you know what I mean? It's
let me move on for these. Moving up to Sean, who says, Flawless, I never knew Ryan was introduced to your channel by one of the women who was in the stream during that 16 out of 10 moment. Is that true? Yeah, she's also on this stream. Is Jan? You know what I'm saying? Is Jan? I big up to Sean. That's the reason why I brought this up, because he's mentioning hip hop. Make sure you check out the Sarcasm City podcast that we brought back, myself and Tux, where we discussed Drake, Rick Ross, Kendrick, the whole nine people. So make sure you check that out as well. And in regards to rapping, like, yo, everybody can rap. If you can rap along to some shit, it just means you can't write. But if you can rap along to something that someone wrote, you can rap. Like, it really is that simple. Now, the creative part and the writing part is the tougher process. But yeah, if you can write, if you hear some shit on your YouTube and you rapping along to that, someone wrote it for you, then you can't. A lot of rappers are like that now. Like, they have ghostwriters and things of that nature. But big up, Sean. Appreciate it. I'm glad I can use the method. There's some method to my madness. I use my creativity somewhere. Let's see what else you lot are saying in the chat, though, before we close out. Still over 350 people in here. How many likes are we on? We are only on 126 likes. Let's get up to 150, man. Light check 1212. Light check 1212. Continue to get your questions in, because we will be redirecting from here over to Courtside Commentary Podcast very, very shortly. NBA playoffs play-ins preview, because we had the final NBA regular season day. So I can't wait for the play-ins. I can't wait for the playoffs. I'm gassed. I'm super gassed up. It's all going to be on the playback as well. So we're going to have a ball.
Ryan, who do you think, or am I not still be here? Who does he think is going to win the league now?
He's probably going to say City. No, whoever is first, he's going to say the team is going to win the league.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's facts.
Yeah, bro, like, Liverpool was first. He said Liverpool's going to win the league. Arsenal's first. Arsenal was going to win the league literally 2 days ago. City's going to win the league. Right. That's how it works.
Lewis, chances of us beating City. We'll go to you first, Lewis. I don't even know if you're there. Chances of beating City.
Come back to me after the second leg. If City go to extra time, we have a chance.
All right, first.
If they don't, yeah, we're done out.
Fats, what are you saying?
We'll see after Thursday, innit? It's too early, so.
All right, cool. Prime,
actually, no, it's Friday. I need to see what injuries pop up this week. All
right, cool. Prime, what are you saying?
You'll be up for that game, though.
How many players will still be alive?
Listen, I don't.
Oh, good.
Oh yeah, man.
I don't trust Poch. So.
All right, cool. Speaking of Poch, Fats, are you Poching or Poch out?
Yeah, bro. Answer the question. Guy's
Poching. You know, he's Poching.
Yeah, like, this guy's Poching, bro.
Poch
has a good record.
Not answering the question.
You're really here advocating for terrorism.
Yeah, man, this guy is
Poch. I told you this yesterday on when I out, didn't I?
And then you told me today on my stream that you were Poch out.
Exactly, bro. Just say if you Poch out.
I never mentioned anything about Poch out anyone in the stream.
You guys don't know about Fator. You guys don't know about Fator. Not only is he like an Elena simp, he's also a proper Chelsea fan. He's proper Chelsea. He's the adult. So those two things, he's never going to be Poch out.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, are you facts. Big up to Ryan. He said it's actually a good question. Do you think this defeat for Arsenal reduces their chances of going through against Bayern? I think it does. No, because they were going out regardless. Yes. They could have won 4-0 today. They were going out regardless.
Yes.
Them lot, they fumbled the bag in the home leg. All they had to do to me was take any form of lead over there. Two goals would have been good for them. But like, even if they would have won 2-1, but everything going into that game was in their favor, apart from the Champions League experience that Bayern Munich have. Every single thing was in Arsenal's favor, and they fumbled the bag. They fumbled badly.
To go to these away stadiums with something, because even City last season, season before, we went to. I remember coming out of that 4-3, and I was so pissed off. It felt like a loss. I was gassed. And come out the Etihad, yeah, I've been that. So pissed off in my life.
I've never been happy about City winning.
Taking a 1-0 lead away to Real Madrid is not it. And honestly, the whole fan base came out of that stadium fuming. You had a few people that were like, oh, well, at least we won. Most fans were pissed off with that because, you know, when you go to them stadiums, these big European stadiums, it's not easy to win there at the best of times. Like, we beat Bayern Munich last season 3-0 at home. And we still didn't win at the Allianz. I'm not saying that Arsenal can't win there. They can. But I think there needing to win is hard work, because we didn't need to win and it still wasn't the easiest game that we had. So, I mean, can Arsenal do it? Maybe. But they would have to defend really well and try and get a goal, an early goal or something, and just frustrate the hell out of Bayern Munich. But
We know that ain't happening. None of us believe it.
The way I can say it, only because I know we want to close out soon. It's just the fact. Name me one game in one away European game for Arteta in his whole career where you actually shown out, and just one European one. Also, teams like in the group stages, yes, they played against
knockout games.
It's like, but any knockout game when the Arsenal had to play away. Let me one game where they were actually outstanding. One.
Talk about uncomfortable conversations.
If they win against Bayern, fair play to them, because that would be the first time where I look at them and say, okay, you know what? You went into a away ground in a tough game in a knockout stage, and you got the business done. But they yet have to prove as a group that they can do it, and the manager too.
Right, Tuchel, man. 100%. Tuchel, big up. Hopefully.
I didn't think
that Bayern Munich would get anything from that Arsenal home game, to be fair. So I was actually surprised by Bayern Munich. The one thing that Arsenal have in their favour is defensively, they are good. I know they've obviously conceded a few goals this week, but defensively they are good. And Bayern Munich aren't the best. They're not the best. So there's a chance that they can go through. I don't think it's completely over for Arsenal or anything like that. I just think with them being at home, all the eggs at the moment are in Bayern Munich's basket. So Arsenal would have to go there and play well, and you know what I mean, they can't go there and play okay and come out with the win. They have to go there and play well and hope that Bayern Munich don't play well at the same time.
Yeah, just to clarify, Sunshine, she are up. Don't fuck with her. She a safe fan. Yeah, go on. Carry on.
Yan. But have you seen Arsenal away record in Europe, by the way?
Oh, no, I know. That historically, their Europe record is not good at all. I do think they're better.
It's not historically. Under Arteta as well.
Not historically, respectfully.
Anyway, listen, I've seen mid-table Chelsea be 1-0 down against title challenging Dortmund, who are better than Bayern are right now, and we so pulled off a 1-0 deficit. Arsenal, you're this big, bad, scary team. Do the same. I don't care.
Remember them against Paul and how bad they were.
I'm not saying they will. I'm saying if you are this good,
no, I'm just clarifying. Like,
we had Graham Potter in charge, by the way, as well.
And have
you never know
from.
Though, because you get them teams that scrape their way free, you know. Like, they don't
I love
play
you,
well,
hey, keep selling this Kool-Aid to these Arsenal fans, man. I love it. There's none of them here, but I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, you've got, you know, best right back in Europe, best centre back pairing in Europe, best DM in Europe.
Hey,
best right wing.
If anyone's gonna bottle a game, it's gonna be Harry Kane. So it's
Harry Kane. Hey, I answered this already, man. Like. This is his last trophy that he can win in club football this season.
Yeah, like, but don't do that.
He's not allergic to trophies. He got Ryan. Don't do that.
Hey, Pacho, be quiet, man. Tell us if you put in or put out.
Big up to Ryan, Kane's only trophy.
Not aimed at you, Eli. You know what I'm saying? You're a crook, but you're a real one.
You're actually telling
him what, really? Ryan, Twas, bring up his last comment. Bring up his last comment.
Please. Where is it?
Which saying one? The Star Wars comment. The Ruben Amorim thing.
Can't wait for my guy Ruben next season.
I said, my God.
You're a fraud. You're a fraud. Because you didn't want Ruben Amorim. You didn't want Amorim. You're a fraud. You're a massive fraud.
It'll be
Amorim out.
Oh, 100%. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a part of the season when he says Amorim out. I mean, he wanted McAllister sold inside 3 months.
Do you know what? We should have a bet on what month he's going to say it first.
Oh, we're doing Ryan Roulette. Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay,
October.
I'm with that. Yeah,
I'm saying October.
I'll take September.
You know what? Depending how the preseason goes. If the preseason goes bad, this guy might be pre.
This guy's
got agendas for the preseason. I'll say that he's like Ahmed. The season is over. He said, "Oh, the season is over when they lost the preseason 4-1 to Arsenal." How are we gonna survive the season? he was right. They didn't end up winning October 16th.
I say October 16 as well. I say October 16.
That being said, people, I know I said the merch today, but I mean yesterday, but it'll be out today. I had final stuff to do. It's long setting up a shop and trying to sell stuff. Jesus Christ. So yeah, people, the shop will be available online today. It will be UK at first and then US at some point during the week, people. 16 out of 10 shirts I'll be running. Family, you know I got you, man. You already know, people. And, of course, they will be available at the great price of £16.10. You already know.
Oh, yeah, give me one, Mullum, in Manchester.
Yeah, I got you. 100%. Yeah. Come pull up when you're ready.
Wait. I actually rate Amorim for fuck's sake. He might not be the right guy.
What do you say?
Are you not the same guy that says Lukaku's a better winger?
Until after Madrid, and then I'll go back.
Yeah, cool. Just come pick it up when you're ready. When I got one, just let me know what color. They will be available in different colors as well, people. 4 different colors. And like I say, £16.10. And if you're a member of the channel, you will get 16% off. And also, it will take up to 6 days, working days, for delivery also, people. So you already know. And for everybody's like, oh, you're so mean to Ryan and this, that, and the third. Ryan is getting a percentage, 1.6%. Yeah, go on. Fine.
Yeah. Someone asked in the chat a while back. How did you, because you obviously got him on the channel, so how did you know Ryan beforehand?
Nah, he watched a stream that I was on. I don't know if it was on this. I don't even
know. Well, he slid in the DMs.
Yeah, and I can't remember what he said, to be fair, but he sent like a really nice message just saying like he was a Liverpool fan, blah, blah, blah.
Calm, just.
I think Andrew just said what he probably said.
Let me see.
Okay.
Definitely didn't say that.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, he slid in your DMs normally, and once he became your friend, he started acting weird.
Pretty much. Oh, look, this is very nice. You know what I'm saying? Surfer says, can I just say Yan is looking 16 out of 10 today? With laughing emojis. Like, big up, Surfer, for the super
thanks,
chat.
Thanks, Winter
Surfer. A shout out to all the yeah, I hope everyone is having a 16 out of 10 night, evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are in the world, because you are here with us at Sarcasm CTV. Say again?
You just missed a tap in there. That's when you play the pitch.
Oh, no. You know what? I was just going to leave it. You know what I'm saying? Because we're closing out anyway. You know what it is. Yeah. Let me move. And to Ryan, you know what? I wasn't going to play the clip. And then he just says dumb shit like this. Flawless, remember when I said... I remember when you said this, story.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. Yeah, I remember when you said that, mate. And to Sunshine, he says, Ray Ray being everyone's DMs. Yeah, you're proper fuck. Don't get mistaken. Right in a hole. Proper hole. Yeah, proper slag. Yeah. And everyone's DMs. You catch him in someone's DMs. Female, male, slag. Proper slag. She facts. He is. Proper cat slayer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, proper hole, man. Hole bag. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's on his knees for attention. No pause. You know what I'm saying? But we move. Yeah, people, we're going to close out anyway. We'll be going live on the... We're staying live here, actually, on the NBA channel, people, because we are on the NBA channel. On the Sarcasm City TV channel, because we will be doing previews, NBA playoffs, people. So we'll be heading over there. But before we cut out, make sure you hit the like button on this video. Make sure you share. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Then as soon as you go over to the NBA Courtside Commentary podcast, you do the same. Hit the like button, share, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't. Well, you should have done that before you head over there anyway, people. But love to everyone that's locked in. Make sure you check out the upcoming live stream schedule on the channel. I can already see the man in my over there. Fats will be over there. I'm over there. Jez is there, Eli's there, Peter's there, Cameron's there as well, people. NBA playoffs and play-ins preview 2024. So you know it's going to be a very good show. Before I cut out, don't forget as well, people, this show and all the other shows on the channel, apart from watch-alongs, are available on audio-only platforms. So Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast, wherever you listen to music. Type in Sarcasm City TV and this show and all the other shows will pop up. Hey, Lewis, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up, all that good stuff. Let me add your link to the title, actually.
So, sadly, we play tomorrow, so there'll be a watch-along for that. Fun and games are over. We enjoyed the banter and everything. Now we have to go to work. Keep a lookout. Hopefully, we're the only team that wins this weekend on the Back Again pod, but I won't put money on it. And, yeah, potch out. Up the Chels. No to terrorism. Free Chelsea.
Crazy. All right, there you go, people. Free Chelsea, you know, it's mad. You know what I'm saying? So, Cap Free Lucy, I'm just adding his link to the title. 1 second, people. As I do.
Lewis and Fator, scoreline for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a
1-1. Good.
Yeah, scoreline.
1-1.
3-1 Chelsea.
3-1 Chelsea, yeah. Let's go.
Actually, 2-2.
Actually, get everyone else. Prime was yours.
2-1 Everton.
2-1 Everton. Jan, what are you saying?
Chelsea at home or away?
Oi.
Who cares?
Who
cares? Does it matter, Jan?
It'll be a 1-1 draw, you know.
Doesn't matter.
Fair. What am I going with? Yeah, I think 1-1 draw is what I said.
Everton literally need to...
We've conceded two goals in each of our last, I think, what, 8 games?
Yeah, yep. Everton,
every one of our 10 leads that we've had this year.
We've conceded two goals to Sheffield United and Burnley for us.
That is true. All right, I'll go 2-2 then. There we go with that information. But yeah, before we go... Hey, Fats, you punch in or punch out?
And on that note, I'm out.
Yeah. Okay, I'm running for hills.
What an absolute...
You know what? Like, normally I would expect to win, but just because Everton need points, that's the only reason why I said a draw.
Yeah, we're giving them back the points from their point deduction. They ain't going to
score. 2-1.
It's the season of giving here at Chelsea. It's always Christmas.
Yeah, but you won't be giving on bloody Saturday when I need you to be.
You really think we're gonna have a good game against you? You know,
watch it. I don't think. Actually, I might. I might be able to.
Liverpool. Look at what Ryan just said.
I'm in Germany.
Liverpool won another league game all season.
Oh, Germany, nice.
You know what? You might have a point because Steve said that. Like, I hear it. Steve said that shit, and I'm like, I hear it still. I do hear it.
What, Liverpool won another league game all season?
Yeah, like when I looked at their thing, I think they will, but it's like I get the idea behind it, is what I'm saying. And plus, it's Liverpool misery, so I'm always down. So
if Liverpool don't win another league game, Klopp should get sacked. He shouldn't want.
They've got to win one of them away games, though. They've got
There's no way. If they don't win another league game, do they miss out on four?
At least one of them. I reckon they win two. I think the other.
Ryan, but by the way, Ryan, my number eight turns up against Crystal Palace. Hold that.
Yes. Anyways, we're going, and this guy in the chat talking rubbish. So we're going to close out.
By the way, say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. This has been the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in. Liverpool, Arsenal, hold that. And see you lot on the Courtside Commentary Podcast in one moment. Big
watch up. Watch out. Get him out.